there will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Thursday edition of the show. Glad to have you along, and a lot to do on today's show. So glad you're here. Hope you will take part through the text line or the phone line at 343-0106. 343-0106. Hey, coming up in hour number two, Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap's going to join me. A lot to talk about with him. And this hour, a mea culpa coming in just a second. Mea culpa, because yesterday I wasn't defending her politics, but I was like, what Katie Porter said out in California just seemed like logical to me. She didn't need Trump voters, but it gets better. She has shown herself to be a real gem of a person. We'll get some of that audio. Also, we will, in just a second here, visit what I think is, I hope, something that will last. We'll see. Well, a peace between Israel and, I'm not going to say Hamas, a truce between Israel and Hamas, but maybe a peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We've been here before. Let's hope it sticks. We'll get to that as well. But something to note here, how many moving pieces of this had to be put together to make this happen. We'll get to it. But first, I do want to get to, I see this text coming, okay, came in during this show from IT Jesus. Said, I can see it now. The next public advisory, don't drink and carry. You might shoot yourself in the foot. Right. So what we were talking about with Jeff right there. Well, you know, this is the tough thing about having, and discretion is important, but it also bothers me, right? Not having laws that are concrete. Because where do you do this? If you say, on a concealed carry, and I know we're permitless carry now, but over the history of having a concealed carry permit, there are certain things that it doesn't give you the green light for, right? And about being impaired and having it. So where do you put that? Where do you put? I mean, seriously, this is the thing that's tough to. We can do in talk radio that'd be tough to do if you're passing an ordinance, but somebody, if you say, well, they can't have. And this is stemming off Montgomery and the situation down there, or up there. If somebody has a firearm on them and they have a beer, or maybe they have three beers, and then we're like, okay, well, that person may not, I mean, they're impaired at some degree, but not where they would do something normally wouldn't do. But then they have, two bottles of Jägermeister, different thing. But where in that scope do you say that person is impaired to where they shouldn't be able to have their gun with them? I don't know that. That's the tough thing, because that's an individual situation, each person. Right? I mean, we can go back. I mean, we can go back and and think about situations where. Let's go back to the Poets Laureate of Lynyrd Skynyrd and Saturday Night Special. Back from 1975. You know, you're talking about Big Jim. So Big Jim had been drinking whiskey and he was playing poker on a losing night, right? So what if Big Jim had been drinking Coors Light and winning at poker? Good chance he wouldn't have been shooting anybody. You know what I'm saying? There's a how much whiskey did Big Jim have to drink before he shot his friend right between the eyes, Mr. Saturday Night Special? I know it's got a barrel that's blue and gold. I know that. But so I don't know. It's just that's the tough thing. It's the discretion thing. I don't know how you – I mean, it's individual case after individual case. Where do you say that, you know, there's zero, you can have no alcohol and have a weapon. Okay, that at least is one you could enforce. It's zero. But if you're saying, no, it's not zero, Sean, okay, then where's that number? So, all right, just to answer that one from a little bit earlier, B-Dark says, one good shot of whiskey will do the trick with a firearm. Yeah, there you go, Mr. Saturday Night Special. Who thought that the Van Zants had worked this all out way back when? All right, on to international news. And I'd say something to crow about out here for sure, as Israel and Hamas have agreed to a hostage release and this move towards a peace in Gaza. Now, and I keep wanting to replace Hamas with Palestinian people, because the way I would see this from Israel's perspective, or how Hamas can be part of, Hamas is not going to, if they agree to it, they're agreeing to their end. It should be that maybe this is between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Says here from the Wall Street Journal, Israel and Hamas agreed Wednesday to a deal that would release all Israeli hostages held in the Gaza Strip in the first step towards peace after 2 years of war in the Palestinian territory. President Trump said the hostages will be released soon. I heard he's in like an ever-going-on presser this morning. I think he said Monday or Tuesday he thought they would be released. It goes on in the story saying that Israel will withdraw its troops in the Strip to an agreed-upon area. Now, remember, it was just a month or two ago, remember, that Israel was talking about, well, they're going to have to occupy Gaza. Remember, we talked about this. But as far as this deal, this is what I'm reading now from the Wall Street Journal. Hostages will be released, and Israel withdraws its troops in the Strip to an agreed-upon area. Hamas confirmed that the broad deal steered by U.S. envoys had been reached to end the war, allow more humanitarian aid, and facilitate a prisoner exchange in reference to the release of Israeli hostages for Palestinians in Israeli prisons. You know, one part of this, too, is the second, now it's a deal, right? They're working the deal. But the second, if you're Israel, the second you have all the hostages back, Hamas has no leverage, right? They have no leverage in the deal. I mean, you would be reneging on the peace accord, but I mean, the leverage Hamas has had is those Israelis that they had hostage. And how many of them are still alive, I don't know at this point. Also, Egyptian officials who mediated the talks said Hamas would let the remaining living hostages go as soon as Sunday morning. Trump said in an interview with Fox News, the hostages would probably be released Monday. Okay, that's what he's saying today as well. From a post on the Truth Social site, President Trump said this is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel and all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. End quote. The president's announcement marks a breakthrough in what had been 8 months of stalled negotiations after he took office, bringing Trump closer to top foreign policy goal of ending the war in Gaza. Came together in less than a month after, and he said this again today, he really felt, President felt that the strike against Iran was part of this. Also, Israel's strike on Qatar was part of this as well. It said it came together in less than a month after the Israeli strike on Qatar, U.S. ally that harbors Hamas officials. We've talked about that before, that they had rooms at the Four Seasons there in Qatar, in Doha. Said there were heightened fears that the war was spinning out of control, brought new pressure on Israel from Trump and on Hamas from leaders in the Muslim world. Trump employed some of his most trusted advisors, Steve Witkoff, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Part of it, I know he talked about Marco Rubio today and Vice President Vance in this. The numbers here they're talking about, they said they think there are 20 living hostages left out of the 250 people kidnapped on October 7th back in 2023. And that would be, those people would be delivered back to Israel by as late as Monday. Now, from the Israeli side, Netanyahu said he would hold a vote with his government to ratify the deal today. He says it's a great day for Israel. With God's help and together, we will continue to achieve all our goals, expand peace with our neighbors, end quote. So what do you think here? I mean, that to me, it's better than not having a deal. We can sit here and nitpick it, which is something we'll do on this show. Do you think it stands? Do you think okay, well, this group of Hamas said they would take the deal, and then you're the other group of Hamas and say, you know, whatever, I'm going to do what I want to do. Does this stick? And if it does, then what does it look like going forward? Does it go, you know, we've had these things before where you have a some kind of peace accord and then it starts falling apart. What about Israel saying they're going to occupy Gaza? And if they don't occupy Gaza, who the heck does it? I sure hope it's not us that occupies Gaza to set back up, because with Hamas gone, they're really as bad as it was. There is really no government. I know there's some other Palestinian factions said they would step in. Peace accord? Of course, that brings up the question, if this thing sticks, is it Nobel Peace Prize time for President Trump? All right, 343-0106, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:22, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Well, this Thursday, the segment of the show brought to you by my old buddy. You hear me, Clint? Because we're both the same age. We're both old. Clint Jameson, who I started working with probably 20 years ago, and he was already, you know, just he had another gig, but he was so into to bikes, and it was perfect when he hung out his own shingle and got in the world of being a good old-fashioned bike shop. I was so very, very happy, and obviously a lot of y'all are as well. His shop is in Midtown, right at the corner of Little Flower and Airport, kind of catty-cornered across from Ruth's Chris. You'll see, right now, you see the big open sign in the window there. Great selection of bikes. And I will say this, we're going to talk about some of the e-bikes right now. But be thinking, if you got those kids, family members, bicycles, what a great... I remember the Christmases given bikes. Now, the problem is I gave bikes before Clint opened his shop, so I did the, you know, you get the box from the big box store and put it all together, Santa working into the night. That doesn't happen that way. You buy a bike from Clint. Not only is it put together, it's tuned. Everything's perfect when it rolls out the door. So maybe think a little in advance. How about that? How about me being responsible? Already thinking about Christmas gifts. But gifts for you this time of year? You know, my e-bike from Adventure Earth Bicycles is part of my life in really weekly, but also really during hunting season, bow season coming up. It's a big thing I use to go in and out of the woods. A lot of people are into these for the going in the woods and hunting with them, and he gets it. He's got a new shipment in of some of the best fat tire e-bikes for hunting season. Mach Wheel, their Obsidian 2.0 with a 750-watt motor. That's their fat tire hunting bike with the full suspension. Comes in camo, which is cool. And by the way, the full suspension, you get a suspension on your seat post. Y'all, this is next. It's awesome. I don't have one on mine. My bike's too old for it, but I'll have to probably go back and retrofit it. Also from Denago, they have their fat tire hunting bike. It comes in OD green and black for hunting season. And also, when you get those bikes, or if you already have one, he's got all the accessories for them. Shotgun, rifle, bow holders for the handlebars there on the bike. In addition, he has holders for handguns, water bottles, all that stuff, plus the panniers that go over the back tires if you want them. So you got to carry gear into the woods with you. You can haul it in there as well. So check him out online, adventure-earth.com, where he has his e-bike guide. If you want to learn more about e-bikes, it's on there on the front page. But the most fun is to go see him in person. Like I said, Little Flower and Airport in Midtown. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get us all outside. All right, to the text line here quickly. Let's go to Brad, first up. He said, so you're going to say beer. What about other drugs and marijuana pain pills? Yeah, I don't know. This is what I'm saying, Brad. And this is really, I mean, this is what Jeff was talking about, but it's carried over into the show. Where do you limit? Once again, the person has one beer or whatever, marijuana pain pill. You're talking about, Brad. They have one. You know, there's probably no reason that they shouldn't still have their gun. If they have 436 of them, then they shouldn't. So where in between? That's the problem. That's a discretion thing. By the way, thank you. Chris is keeping me up to date with his Halloween decorations. Those are pretty cool. Thanks for the picture. Pat says, I drink quite often. A weapon loaded may or may not be within arm's reach. If not in my person, more times than it's not there. Never once have I thought about using it for any reason. Dirt Digger said, my father taught me that alcohol and firearms don't mix. That is why drugs cause all these killings. They don't mix fire with firearms either. Dr. Mariana says, hey, Sean, it comes down to responsibility. You should be responsible enough to know when you've had too much to drink and hand over your car keys. You should be responsible enough to know you've had too much to drink and disarm. I know, perfect world, and we're the farthest thing from that. And also adds on here, Trump wants his Nobel Prize too badly. He'll push to keep it in effect. Yeah, I mean, if this holds, to me, that's some Nobel Peace Prize material, isn't it? Butterknife said, Sean, I fully support Trump getting the Nobel Peace Prize, but I hope no one overlooks Rubio as our next president. Smart guy, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, you watch him in these, he's like, kind of the quieter one who's like, oh, I'm also a brainiac. I mean, I know there's a lot of brainiacs in there. But yeah, I kind of like Rubio. Let's see here. This from Michael says, does anyone actually believe Israel for that matter, the Palestinians will hold the deal for long? The next time there's more political pressure on Bibi, there will be just another horrible attack to give Bibi cover to keep up the charade. And of course, Michael working off the idea that he's not alone in having that the October 7th attacks were maybe not put on by Israel, but let to happen by Israel. It's a discussion point out there. I don't know if that's a leading one, but it's Michael's not alone in that. Let's see. This from IT Jesus says, go back here. There's quite a few of them here. Okay. Says, it's not hard to understand, no matter your condition. If you pull a gun and point it at anyone, you're going to be in trouble. Checking the condition of the condition was in. The gun can't shoot no one if it's in its holster. Only a person can be a threat. A gun is an inanimate object. Sorry for the rant. Remember what I said yesterday, IT Jesus, when we talked about that story? I said, in the shootout in Montgomery, did the nachos at the, that's the other thing that's, we talk about these public safety issues, which number one, front and foremost, is to keep people from being hurt, right? But think about the people in Montgomery in their downtown entertainment zone that have worked their butts off, right, to open bars and restaurants and venues down there. And through no fault of their own, business is going to be tough coming from this. So you've got nachos not doing the shooting, 99% of the people in the crowd not doing the Ferris wheel didn't do the shooting, the Alabama River there did not do the shooting. But we'll go after everything but the people that do. Well, we will go after the people doing the shooting. It's just the problem is you get those people. This is why we talk so much about changing culture. Because you get those dirt bags and put them in jail. Put them in prison. They're not out. There will be someone else fill in their role. This unnamed texter says, it's a good thing. Oh, this is earlier. It said, Hunter S. Thompson, very cool reference. Hunter S. Thompson would be highly disappointed in this anti-drugged up gun push. Yes. Two things he loves, right? Jason says, Sean, after watching the people of Israel take to the streets celebrating, can you think of anything that would cause a similar reaction from Americans? I can't. No, but at the same time, I mean, we would if we were under that same, if we had faced the same thing that the people of Israel did, we would. I mean, look at, you know, VE and VJ Day, right? From World War II, end of the war, people celebrating. So to celebrate like that, you have to have been under some duress. So that's, hopefully we don't have a situation that makes us be able to one day celebrate like the people there are. Old guy says, Bob Dylan told the Nobel Prize people where to stick their prize, and rightly so. Look at this. And then Be Dark, I'll look at that here during the break. And this is what's going on with the sheriff and SWAT. In Tanner Williams. I don't know, Leanna. Tanner Williams, close to my neighborhood. I don't know what's going on there. Speaking of the police blotter stuff, too, if we get time, we probably will before we wrap up. This story from last night, man charged with murder after deliberately running over a victim, trapping him underneath a vehicle for 2 miles, driving with him underneath there. Oh, my gosh. More on that coming up.
listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. This segment of the show brought to you by Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service, and my buddy Forrest over there doing great work. Right now, it started, I guess, late August, September. Yamaha started rolling out deals, and then we thought it was going to be over by the end of September. It's now going on through October, and it looks like may even go into November. Here's the latest things coming out from Blue Water Yacht Sales. So right now, if you're thinking about outboard motors, think about a new outboard motor. And remember, for the service work and all that, you can get that done at Blue Water Yacht Sales. But on new engines here, how about this? Up to seven years of coverage protection, okay? You can get this. So you're buying a new outboard right now. You could advance your Yamaha limited warranty, additional protection, another. So you get the standard 5 years, right? Well, you can add 2 more years, 7 years, with the purchase of select eligible Yamaha engines. Also, in the 150 to 450 horsepower range, up to $500 in dealer credit as well going on these engines. And they've got them. I mean, they've got just got one the other day, a smaller engine, but they've got right now from their 30 to 50 horsepower line the whole way up to 425 to 450 horsepower. Yeah, great deals. $7,700 in value on those big engines. And also, the smaller 2.5 to 25 horsepower, this is what I was doing the other day, up to $700 in dealer credit. This is why I made my move here. Right now, you get $700 in dealer credit towards a purchase of an additional goods and services when you get your smaller horsepower outboard from Yamaha. $700 off on the 25 horsepower, $500 off on 15 to 20 horsepower, and for the 2.5 to 9.9s, $300 off. These deals are going on at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service, and also remember they do the service work, even outside the engine. Everything else going on in your boat, maybe even getting it winterized, ready to go for its sleep until spring. Reach out, set up an appointment, talk to them today. BlueWaterYachtSales.net, their website, but go see the crew. Right there on the East I-65 Service Road or at Orange Beach Marina. Right to the few texts here, and then I need to get here. Let's see. We will get to the story of crazy, horrible story from last night. And people are sending me pictures here. Let's see. And Dr. Mariana says, I think about this too. When a cop shoots somebody, it's an automatic drug or alcohol test. Let's see. Thank you. IT Jesus says, I'm still holding strong that the nachos did it. Yes, the nachos were the responsible party in Montgomery. And let's see. From Butterknife, I think it may be possible that this time Israel has taught them a lesson. Blank around and find out. Hopefully Israel can have peace for maybe 20 years. It'd be a great thing. Be a great thing for sure. All right. To the crime blotter story here. That is, you can see more of this on our Facebook page as well. Leanna is always in command of that. When breaking news comes out, she's got it on there. This is, now I've seen the pictures now that y'all are sending in. So obviously a lot of people in this audience were around that area. It says here, this story from Mike Brantley over at Fox 10. Mobile Police Department has identified the suspect and victim in Wednesday evening's homicide on Schillinger Road. It was about 6:19 p.m. when officers responded to the Circle K at 4880 Schillinger Road South in response to a report of someone being struck by a vehicle. Officers discovered the vehicle left the scene with the victim trapped underneath. Police subsequently found the vehicle in the 4400 block of Dawes Lane East, about 2 miles away. The victim, identified as Sam Walker, 57, was found deceased near the vehicle. Investigators say a fight had taken place between the victim and suspect, who they identified as Jacob Cross, 30 years old, of Mobile. Now, Leanna, doing her due diligence, left me a screen, or one of the tabs open here on the computer in the studio when I walked in, and was not the first mugshot for this person. Police say that Cross intentionally struck Walker with his vehicle.
Cross was arrested, transported to Mobile County Metro Jail, where he's being held on a murder charge. Jail records show Cross is also charged with leaving the scene of an accident and driving with a suspended license and without a seatbelt. I think the seatbelt, that you could drop that one. I think the, like the murder thing. I get, you know, we'll get him on the seatbelt charge. Wow. So so that's the main police report. Now, what we've gotten from y'all and other sources, once again, this has not been reported by MPD, but it was a situation where the argument took place, stemming off, and I'm going to, a lot of that's hearsay, so I won't get to what it stemmed from. That'll probably come out later. But the suspect here purposely, this is what's been told to me. So once again, this is not from the police report. Purposely ran over this guy. The argument, then I guess the guy gets in the vehicle, runs over this 57-year-old. And then, remember in the story, it says they found the vehicle and the deceased 2 miles away. That the victim was trapped underneath the vehicle and, for lack of a better, being drugged for that distance. Did the person know that the person was drugged under that? What? I mean, it's horrible, horrific out there. And yeah, people sending me pictures. I mean, okay, I'll say with the picture, blood. Blood on the road, on Dawes Lane. Like, you know, a blood trail, but it's going down Dawes Lane. So this is coming from unnamed texter. Send me a picture. You can see there's a, going down the road there, there's a line of blood where the person was drugged. Unbelievable story. And I'm sure we'll get more. And there's, like I said, there's more information coming to me, but I got to make sure that it's factual before we go with it. But yeah, and it seems like many of y'all had some reason to either see the blood or be in the area of that last night. My God. All right. I do feel like we'll get more information on that coming out. Also, you heard Devin talk about it on the news update there from WKRG. Thank God we've gotten this problem solved, huh? The National Shrimp Festival, right, gets going here, I guess, tomorrow, is going to make sure that we got Gulf Shrimp at the Alabama Seafood National Shrimp Festival. Remember this? It was last year. We talked about this, you know, using Gulf Shrimp, and we talked about Representative Chip Brown's law for restaurants to identify where the shrimp came from, all that kind of stuff. And then they had non-Gulf Shrimp last year. Well, they're going to test them here. Here's the story. The Organized Seafood Association of Alabama is partnering with the National Shrimp Festival to ensure all shrimp sold at this week's event are locally caught. The two organizations will use CD, so S-E-A and then D, CD Consulting, to perform DNA testing on shrimp on site. I will say this too, if they're listening over at CD Consulting, I think I have a refined palate for shrimp. I can help y'all too. I mean, what you can do the DNA testing, but I can sit there and taste. If you'll fry up a bunch of the shrimp, I will test them for you. I'll do that gratis. I'm just trying to give back to my community here. It says, officials say testing comes after the people in the past have asked the question of who's enforcing the authority or enforcing authenticity at the festival. Ernie Anderson, president of the OSAA, said, with this kind of support, our shrimping industry is dying before our eyes. We are losing generational infrastructure, families that have kept this industry alive for nearly a century. Just this fall, the Bryant family's processing in Balabatri, Alabama, is closing after almost 100 years in business. If we don't hold the line, there won't be any commercial fishermen left to celebrate. By the way, side note, too, in conversations we've had in the past on the show, you don't see a lot of younger shrimpers anymore. You know, it's kind of like conversation we have about farming, which, by the way, tomorrow we're going to get the front line on what farming's going on right now. We talked about it yesterday, Cameron and I did. I've got a local farmer joining me tomorrow. We're going to talk in depth about this in the noon hour. You do not want to miss it. This is real frontline information about what it's like to be dealing with the input costs, but also the tariffs and everything. We'll have that conversation at noon tomorrow. But yeah, you look at the like places like the Bayou, and I know there'll be other areas, but the area I'm most familiar with is folks in South Mobile County, where there's just the next generation is not coming up to do the family business because the money's not there. And we might end up in a place where we go, okay, well, we've now put these laws in. We've put these to make sure people know that they're getting what kind of shrimp they're getting and getting Gulf shrimp, and there won't be the shrimpers to get them. By the way, so when they did the test last year at the shrimp festival, four out of five were selling imported shrimp. At the National Shrimp Festival at Gulf Shores, four out of five vendors were selling shrimp that weren't from around here, imported shrimp. I know they do the testing this year. I imagine that those vendors are probably on notice right now that this is going on. So, but once again, I will step up and volunteer myself, unless they're those radioactive shrimp they were selling at Walmart or Sam's, whatever. But other than that, I will step up and I will be helping you determine which shrimp are local or not. I'll bring my own cocktail sauce, some cold beer, and I'm there to help out. All right, coming right back, more Midday Mobile, 343-0106.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm just saying that if they need help, I'm here to help. Okay, so Shrimp Festival. I know you have the testing going on with the CD people doing the DNA testing, but I will be there to help. With the taste testing on the shrimp. Once again, y'all, last year, four out of five of the vendors at the shrimp festival were selling imported shrimp. At our shrimp festival, not just like a restaurant, a thing that's celebrating shrimp, Gulf Coast. I bet they don't do it this year. Now the testing's in effect. Right, to the text line. Yeah, so Philip says, I saw it this morning. I thought someone hit a deer. People have sent me these pictures. It's horrific being trapped under a vehicle. Oh, my gosh. This texture said, sadly, the victim broke up a fight between the cashier and Cross, her ex-boyfriend. The victim was shoving Cross out the door to break up the fight between he and his girlfriend. Cross got in his car, and as the victim was pushing his bike behind the car, he just ran him over and drove off. You want to say, this is why, I mean, stories like this, why people don't help out, don't get involved in anything. Unbelievable. And Pete, I'll try to read that, said something about Navy pulling support for Mobile Navy's 250 celebration. I have to go back and look that up. Which, by the way, talking about military, I'll use this as another. It's been a good week with getting new people lined up for next month. So I've been doing this for about a decade. So around here at FM Talk 106.5, it's not just Veterans Day in the month of November. It's Veterans Month, right? We celebrate it the whole month. And the way we do it around here is having conversations with local veterans. And it's been something. And over the years, there's regulars that are on the show with me every year in November. But I'm always looking for new people. So if it's you, you're the veteran or a friend or a family member, served our country, local folks, I'd love to talk to them. And I know a bunch of people have sent things in on the text line. I just fear that because they can get lost there. Because if I'm not on the air, somebody else is in here, they move way up a stack. We get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of texts every day. Please send an email to Sean, S-E-A-N. Remember, I spelled it my substitute teachers used to call me Seen when they see my – so S-E-A-N, Sean at fmtalk1065.com. That's my email. Send it to my personal email there. you know, the veteran's name, service, and some contact info, and then I'll set things up for late this month and going through the month of November. Just have, like we do every year, folks come in, sit down, talk about your service to our country, prepare yourself. I also like to ask our veterans their enlistment story. You know, over the years, I've had some very funny enlistment stories, some heartwarming enlistment stories, some heart-heavy enlistment stories. I'd like to hear about, you know, the day you decided to sign up to serve our country. And, yeah, we'll just talk about you. So, Sean at FMTalk1065.com. If you are a veteran here locally or friend or family member, you want to suggest, talk to them. Say, hey, this Sullivan guy wants to talk to you and put us in touch. Love to talk to him next month. All right. Let's see. Thank you. This is my friend Tony Ann at Penelope House has sent me this. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and they have T-shirts for sale at Penelope's Closet. Very good. Thank you for that picture. That's a that one looks like it could fit me there, Tony Ann. That's a big T-shirt. I like that one. Let's see. Michael, there's no comparison with making your own cocktail with store-bought. Crystal's is probably my favorite store-bought, though. What is that? Cocktail with store-bought. I guess I read that out of context. Let's see. B-Dark, sending me pictures. I've got to click through this. B-Dark has an awesome collection of vinyl, and she on occasion will either send me a picture of like a ticket for a great rock and roll show or some vinyl or something like that. I got to go check that one out. B-Dark says it's also because all the vendors were imported too. Were they? And I have not. I am not a. I'm not a. A big. I don't think I've been. It's been a long time since I've been to the Shrimp Festival. Oh, thank you, Michael said cocktail sauce. Thank you. The vendors there were from elsewhere. But listen, I don't care where, if you're being the vendor at the Shrimp Festival in South Baldwin County, get you some damn Gulf Shrimp. 4 out of 5 last year did not use Gulf Shrimp. Thank you for that suggestion for a veteran. I know that man well. I do need to get him in the mix. Hey, some of y'all, thank you. I mean, if you don't, some people say they don't email. I will try to get back with you on the text line here, but if you can send me the email, it helps a lot, but I will get back with y'all on that. So Michael says, yeah, cocktail crystals. Yeah. Now, are you, I have some Tabasco, but crystals is my go-to for hot sauce, for sure, at the Sullivan House. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to be, Kyle Hamrick's going to join us from Lanyap. You know what we may talk about with him? Because he's got a story up. Remember this story I had a week or two ago about my hot chicken story? The hot chicken? Hot chicken. And it's we're talking about pre-file bills. It's this time of year when the bills start pre-filing for the next legislative session in Montgomery. And Representative Donna Givens, who's been a guest on the station before, has filed this bill to have a waiver. Remember this, we've talked about this with SNAP benefits, right? You can't have hot meal to go, right? You can't have hot food. And the silliness is, I mean, I see it in the grocery store all the time. Bought a rotisserie the other day. The hot rotisserie chickens, you know, if they're under the heat lamp there, they're both cooked, but if they're under the heat lamp, you can't buy them with SNAP benefits. But that same rotisserie with the lemon pepper is good. Lemon pepper chicken there that's cold, you can. Well, there's a bill pre-filed here to give a waiver for hot chicken. So you can get hot chicken with your SNAP benefits. That's one of the stories we'll talk about with Kyle coming up in just a little bit. Also, yes, next hour, I do need to finish my mea culpa. When I said that this Porter character out in California, I still hold with what I said about Katie Porter yesterday. You know, it's even funny. I picked up my mama to take her to the airport this morning. Obviously, she watched a lot of Fox News and said, I can't believe what Katie Porter said out in California. Of course, I had to, at 4 o'clock in the morning, going to the airport, had to say, hey, mama, it's true. She doesn't need Trump voters in California. I mean, what she said was accurate. But since then, I still won't back off of that. But is she somebody to be scorned? Yeah. Bora's come out on her now, not just her meltdown in that interview at the end of it, but how she treats people who work for her. Well, if we get a chance next hour, I'll play that clip and say, yeah, I'll go with y'all. She is deserving of scorn. All right, Philip volunteers to help me, says I'll test the shrimp too. Cold Busch Light gives me superpowers to be able to tell the difference. Yeah, oh, that's exactly right. So I think, Philip, they should provide us with the Cold Busch Light or the Cold Coors Light, whatever. Daniel says I love Louisiana hot sauce. It's good too. I've got a lot of collection of hot sauce. We can, and then pick a pepper sauce. How long do you put your own vinegar in there to create more? So whole other discussion. We do a whole show about that. I could use some cornbread with some pick a pepper sauce on it right about now. But we'll champion through. Hour number two of Midday Mobile on the way next.